Blog Talk Radio.
What good is music? What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
And we're swinging to Trump. Trump is making converts every day. Everybody is converting to Trumpism. Have you noticed all the well-meaning saboteurs who are trying to give Trump a makeover? He is down in the NBC polls. If he would only be more like Hitlery or Paul Rhino or Match McConnell, the flag burner, he would get more votes. His friends at Univision, ABC, and CBS, and CNN, and PBS, and NPR, all those government radio stations, and the Wall Street Journal, and the Times, the New York Times, who said Castro was the George Washington of Cuba, and Mao was the George Washington of China. And they covered up the murder of 10 million Ukrainians by Stalin. But you didn't get that message when you got the 10-minute news. So, and USA Today, of course, and the Daily Nudes. They really want to root for him. Would you like another helping of BS? You know, we can put whipped cream on it. Everybody sing. Don't change your hair for us. But if you can wipe out care for us, stay El Trumpo, stay. Each day is El Trumpo's day. And he's going to get Latino votes. Yeah, not everybody can be corralled and made to run with the herd. Yeah, and stampeded over a cliff. If we elect Trump to flush the bureaucrat toilet, we have to sweep into office the people who will help him reach our goal. You can't give him these rhinos. They'll just oppose him all the way. And every day when they go to work, it'll be not to serve the American people, but to destroy Trump. We don't need that. We want everybody on Trump's page. Every agency is loaded with extra sludge. And speaking of sludge, a socialist named Fatah, a Democrat crook who has been ripping off the government for 19 years, has just been indicted and charged with all kinds of monetary crimes. So he's stepping down. Good riddance. And all he ever voted for was to burn the flag and kill kids. Sad news today. The Supreme Court said children don't matter once again. They're only fetuses. I got a theory about fetuses. They have a soul. Did you know that 2,000 years ago, Cicero said that man has a soul before Jesus Christ? How's that? So 2,000 years ago, the Romans believed that man had a soul. And we all got soul. And you know what I call it? I call it God's black box. You can kill the fetus. We like to call them Sis and Junior. Fetus is kind of Nazi clinical. Yes, you know, it's like the final solution. Yeah. But they all have a soul. And the soul is God's black box. And the soul reports to heaven. And God says, how are they doing? How's my son or my daughter doing? And they killed him today, Lord. They killed her today, Lord. They tore him to pieces and they sold their body parts. Well, you just hang around, soul, because the people who did it will be here shortly. In a blink of an eye, they will be before me. And you can tell that story and remind me what they did to you. Yeah. Why should we pay Planned Slaughterhood to kill kids? We can get Al-Qaeda to do it for free. When did the IRS Gestapo decide who lives and who dies? Why does the State Department operate like a mini UN? No loyalty to us, but good uranium deals for our neighbors, the Russians. They're our neighbors. Yeah, they're looking, they're itching to come into Alaska. And they've already claimed the entire Arctic Ocean belongs to them. They have a flag under the water. Yeah, boy, what a come down from the U.S. Navy, who had all of the Russian Navy transmission lines tapped for years. For like 20 years, we were listening into everything that they were doing. Boy, we can't even keep Hillary's computer from being hacked. You know, I went to a Chinese restaurant the other night. You know what my fortune cookie said? Tell the video story. It was Hillary's email. It's unbelievable, man. We're wide open, face down, pants down. We're in trouble. Why do we allow the EPA and the BLM and the murderers of Lavoie Finicum? There's a guy, 15 to 18 guys took shots at him. He was unarmed. And one day he was out of the news. He was out of the news in one day, and they gunned him down. He was unarmed. They said he was going for a gun. He was a righty, so he reached over to the left-hand side to get his gun. No, he didn't. He reached over to the left-hand side because he just got shot, and he was looking for the bullet hole. And they gunned him down. They shot him like a dog. The Wild West had better odds. Why do we allow the media to sanitize the news and hide the government takeover by the party of death? Why do we allow the EPA and the BLM and the murderers of Lavoie Finicum to take a farmer's lands, a fisherman's rights, and ranchers' cattle? And I hear tonight Mark Levin ranting and raving about people who make their living crabbing. And if the minimum wage goes to $15 an hour, they're going out of business. How's that? How's that, man, for a government that hates you? You got a president that hates you. Nobody hates this country more than the communist Islamo-Camo that we elected to do us in. He hates America, and he hates every American, including the black ones. Oh, no, he's our man. Yeah, he's your man, all right. You'll find out. You're going to find out very soon. Why do we allow the media to sanitize the news and hide a government takeover? Who told us we can't pray and can only wear a muzzle, a moment of silence? Who is teaching and lying about our history as if the courses were structured in the Kremlin? Who is smuggling little children, undocumented, into the USA without papers or parents? And I heard that Kirsten, something or other, she's on Fox, you know, she's the other side. And she was saying Obama did so much for the children that he smuggled in, and they all came in with their parents. That wasn't what I saw. That isn't what I saw. I saw little children disappearing, and they were found working in chicken coops, and they were sold into brothels. Yeah, you don't think that goes on in the great USA? Yeah, there's more sin in the devil's work here than anywhere else. Maybe the Muslims have his beat. I just saw a picture of 24 German Shepherd dogs that were killed in Kuwait. They were hired for bomb detection, and the Kuwaitis killed them because they don't like dogs. They abused them, and they let them die of thirst. And they were all in a prison, like a prison cell. They were in a kennel, but it was like a prison cell. And there was one Kuwaiti was kicking the dead dog. He had his foot on the dog's body. They were all German Shepherds, beautiful dogs. They were leased to the KPC, Kuwait Petroleum Company, for $9,900 a month. And I guess the contract ran out and they killed the dogs. Not free to a good home. That's like Democrats giving a baby free to a good home. Oh, they got to go to the chop shop. Do you know what a baby's brain is selling for right now at Planned Slaughterhood? $3,400 you can get a baby's brain. Now, I don't know if blue eyes cost more than brown eyes, but those are the children they're chopping to pieces, folks. And you can look the other way all you can. But a day of reckoning will come when you're going to have to face reality. And when you do, you know there's going to be a judge making a rule. And it may be the judge of judges. So, now that I've cheered you up, we're going to dedicate the next song to a baby girl. We're doing girls' names tonight. One who will survive abortion.
I wonder why you keep me waiting.
There's an article about a woman who pulled her kid out of a Catholic school because they weren't teaching Catholicism. And this article was sent to me by the Cardinal Newman Society, which scrutinizes all Catholic education, and they come back with grim reports. It is really sad. And I just saw John Kerry giving a speech at Northwestern attacking Donald Trump. Northeastern, I'm sorry. Now I'm confused. Is there a Northwestern too? Well, he was at Northeastern. And I had a friend who was a World War II vet, a hard worker, came back from World War II, married a beautiful girl, and together they raised a family of three. And he worked in the post office, and she probably worked after the kids were grown up. And he took his hard-earned money, and he sent his two kids to college. And when they came back, and I think they went to Northwestern, if there was a Northwestern, but it could be Northeastern. They came back, and he couldn't talk to them no more. And I used to meet him at wedding receptions and family shindigs. And he was so glad to see me. It was like he was a prisoner in his own house. His kids were totally liberal. Both of them voted for Obama. Really sad. Really sad. And you know the money that he gave up was hard-earned, and it was less for him in the end. Really sad. It's sad to send your daughter off to college, and her first question is, how far is the abortion clinic? Really? Is that what we want for our children? Do we want your children to come back and tell you that it's your fault that we had slaves? If you hadn't had slaves, then we wouldn't have this crisis in America. No, the crisis was created in the Kremlin. Jimmy from Brooklyn has newspaper clippings from 1914 showing the communist infiltrating the Negro Garagemen's Association in Queens in 1914. So, this woman said, I had a few things to say, and I'll share them with you. Susan begins her story. I feel such sympathy for her plight, but I also want to cry out against the educators who dare to lead our youth astray. In Catholic high schools, our children were taught that all lifestyles were the same and that sin did not matter. Sin was redefined as tolerance and the door that prior generations kept shut to protect the young from evil was flung wide open. Sin was introduced into all children's lives. The teenagers in our community were suffering the broken hearts, bodies, and souls that sexual experimentation brings with it. My wife was in a CVS drugstore, and she happened to go down the birth control aisle. And there were two 16-year-old girls looking at products. And one girl said to the other girl, if he thinks I'm going to be paying for these condoms all the time, he's got another thing coming. Isn't that wonderful? So what'd you do today, dear? Don't tell, because Daddy doesn't like to throw up at the end of the table. At our son's tolerant Catholic high school, several boys committed suicide. Suicide rates are up, folks. It's not just PTSD with the troops. Suicide rates are up, and a lot of young kids. And the gay community has a higher suicide rate than everybody else. It's time to investigate why and find the cause. At her son's tolerant Catholic high school, several boys committed suicide. In response, Susan and her husband made some hard decisions to protect their family. I sold my law practice, he changed jobs, and we dragged them all kicking and screaming. and screaming to a strong faith-filled diocese and the more conservative part of the country. It took at least a couple of years of being around rational adults who had not drunk the culturally tolerant Kool-Aid before our children began to regain their senses. And of course, the icing on the cake was a youth conference at Franciscan University of Steubenville. There, for the first time, they saw the reality of their faith lived out. They saw real tolerance, the kind that comes with truth and love. It was solid, it was real, it was life-giving, like Jesus. God bless their family, and the Fox children grew strong and on the fire of their faith. But Susan has a tough message for Catholic educators today. When you must give account for the eternal souls, we were just talking about souls, that were placed in your keep, will you be able to say that true love accepts sin so that no one feels bad? That you were wiser than Christ in defining real sin? Or that you will have the great honor of testifying that you taught truth? Think on these things. They have eternal consequences. And you know what, Dante, if you ever read Dante's Inferno, I got the book, I couldn't read it. I looked at the pictures. But there were certain things that stuck in my mind. It was a little too heavy for me. Dante says, the lowest rung in hell, the lowest level in hell is reserved for those who betray a trust. Oh, that's why there's only one lawyer in heaven. Unbelievable. You got to see these dead German shepherds. It would break your heart. Any dog lover that seen this would go catatonic. They must have gunned them down. Beautiful animals. And that's in Kuwait. Kuwait's supposed to be like a civilized country. I've been to Kuwait. I thought it was civilized, but I did notice there were no dogs. And there was only one cat, and he was real skinny. Unbelievable. Okay, back to the studio. We're doing girls' names. The next girl's name is Gloria. Baby girls. Okay. ISIS has released a new video. They're showing the San Francisco Bridge and the Las Vegas Strip as potential targets. And a narrator calls on Muslims. He doesn't call them radical Muslims. He calls on Muslims to kill Christians with sniper rifles and silencers. And they fill the social media with 50,000 posts a day. They've already stunned us with images of executions and harken back to medieval times. A group that has already killed scores of Christians, it's more than scores, Muslims, and others who are just trying to live their lives in peace. Since 9/11, the conventional wisdom has gone something like this. If we change the way we live our lives out of fear, the terrorists win. It's not that simple. Maybe the terrorists also win when we grow so accustomed to horrific studios and earth-shaking tragedies. It's part of conditioning, folks. First time you see a dead body or a girl jumping off the 80th floor of the World Trade Center, chopped meat in a suit. After a while, you get used to it. It's called conditioning. And then you accept it as a way of life. That's not the way the old Americans did it. They would have put an end to that happy horse manure. Here's some comments about that article. Bachelor with Sense says, we should show a photo from satellite of Mecca and Medina, then ask the question, do you really think a U.S. landmark is worth losing those two cities? Unfortunately, it takes a real pair to put terrorists in their place, and the jackass in our White House doesn't have a real pair. It's more than that, my friend. He hates America, and he would be giving out candy if we had another 9/11. He left those boys in Benghazi to die, and he went to bed. He couldn't even stay up with them to see the outcome. He didn't care about them, and he don't care about you. And it don't matter what color you are, he don't care about you. It would take only one little boy and one fat boy. That's the two nukes that were dropped on Japan. And rightfully so. And anybody that says otherwise is a communist. Those two nidus of hate out of solar system. The Congress makes the decision, not the foreign student imposter in chief in the White Mosque. Maybe the world would be better off without those two cobra holes of hatred for mankind. Oh, he's commenting on taking out Mecca and Medina. Did Congress ever declare war against ISIS? What is stopping it? Congress has no cojones. The rhinos are worse. They are the majority, and they bow. They bow to the demo commos. Birdman says a veto by the turd-faced press. Bones says a lot of people don't know who they are, fat man and little boy. I do, and I would use it on their countries. You know, there's a great weapon that George H. of Bush stopped us from making. It's called the neutron bomb. It leaves all the buildings intact, but everybody disappears. Was invented by a Jewish guy in Brooklyn. And he believes if it had been used in Nam, we would have won the war in about 6 months. Sometimes we have the tools to do the job, but we don't use them because we worry about liberal opinion. I say, use the liberals. Yeah, put them on the front line. Let the reporters go on the front line. Use them to clear minefields. Hey, I agree, and put their best mosque pictures also, and many in America, and the ones in their countries. And what do you think of that? He wants to bomb the mosque with pig's blood and pig's feet. In reality, the real troublemakers, the ISIS idle radical terrorists, would not care. They don't even care about their own. Maybe the Quran is actually a handbook for hate mongers. I'll tell you what's not in the Quran. The word radical. Radical was dreamt up by propagandists in this country. And in the beginning, when I was a very pro-Arab, I sort of was raised on the romantic image of Arabs and sheikhs. But after watching Walid Shubat's website and seeing how many Christians are being murdered, having their throats cut, and an 8-year-old girl being sold for 10 cigarettes, I have a different opinion now. It is sad. They're all knocking Obama. He's got too much time left. The world is upside down. You know, when Washington took the surrender of Cornwallis at Yorktown, the British band played a tune called The World Turned Upside Down. Satan is Allah, one guy says, and dropped the first nuke right here. One of the devil's greatest tricks was to convince 1.6 million people to follow him. It is really sad. Okay, we'll jump back for a tune. What are we doing, girls? Ha! We got a tune. I want to celebrate the victory of the baby killers today. The baby killers won this one, 5-4. It's really sad when you see three women voting to kill kids. And two halfwits, and they call themselves judges. You can go to images of the Nuremberg judges under Hitler, and then put their heads on those bodies. So I'm going to pay a tribute to the Democrat Party of Death to Little Children.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy in knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you. Having my baby.
Have a
1.2 million babies we kill a year. Guess how many legal immigrants come into the United States a year? 1.2 million. We're going to close the show. I'm going to say a little prayer for the 4,700 babies that are going to be cut to pieces tomorrow. And the 22 GIs who are going to take their lives. Don't do it, guys. We need you. You are the best of what we are. We need you. Stick around. Tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day. And it gives you another head start on getting back on track. So, and never forget, the one who created you loves you more than anybody. Signing off, and I just had a thought, and it's about young moms. Stay with your kids as long as you can. Bond with them as long as you can. There will be times to work and make money, but unless it's absolutely necessary, you should be with your children, because it's an experience that you'll be able to recall the rest of your life. And if you miss out on it, you will regret it. Give you an example. A grandmother is watching the kids while the wife goes to work and the husband works. The little kid fell and hurt herself. She didn't run to her mother, she ran to her grandmother. Think about that. Have a nice night.